This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. Jean Jolly's music career hit a wall a few years back. She was living in L.A., waiting tables at a sushi restaurant on Sunset and wishing she could be anywhere else, but not sure where to go next. She grew up in Raleigh, listening to country, bluegrass, and gospel, and while she was in L.A., she found herself spending her hard-earned tips on country music albums. Familiar harmonies gave her comfort and inspiration during a tough time in her life. And then the tough time got even tougher when her mother was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. But the family emergency did solve one of Jean's problems. She knew she had to go home to Raleigh. Today, Jean returned to her roots as a singer and a North Carolinian. She released the EP Falling in Carolina in 2010. Last year, she toured with Grammy-nominated band Foreign Exchange in their International Authenticity Tour. Jean Jolly's working on a new solo project, and I'm pleased to welcome her back to our studio as our guest today. Thank you for being with us, Jean.
Thank you for having me, Frank.
And you brought the band with you. Chris Berner on guitar, Alan Love on pedal steel, Nick Baglio on drums, and E. Scott Warren on the bass. Hello, band. Good to have you all here. So, Jean, you have formal training as a vocalist. How long have you been singing and performing?
Well, the story goes actually on that. My first words were da-da-da-da, Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. So, yeah. But, you know, just as a child, I actually, you know, grew up performing in the Rose Garden in Raleigh with Rye Little Theater and just all around town and school, majored in Western Carolina. Went and got my master's in classical voice, and now I'm singing country music.
Now you're singing country. What did you think you were going to do with that classical voice training?
I actually think I really enjoyed the challenge of it. You know, I think I love the music, but I started to get really picky as to what operas I wanted to perform someday. Mm-hmm. And you can't really do that when you're working the circuit in that genre. Mm-hmm. And it creatively kind of boxed me in. And I learned slowly that was not going to cut it for me.
Yeah, that's interesting that you would say that. You got picky thinking about the you know, the repertoire of operatic music available to you. What was it you were looking for? What did you think was...
Well, my voice was, I guess, more on the lighter side. I was a light lyric soprano, and, you know, the repertoire for that, there's beautiful, beautiful pieces to perform. I wanted to do only things that made my heart sing, and, you know, you really have to just do anything that comes to you. You could work the apprentice circuit for years on peanuts as an opera singer. I mean, I have so much respect for my friends that are still doing it. I mean, it's
really tough. Appreciate that you probably couldn't bring your full self to it if you fully weren't involved. Mm-hmm. Will you do a song for us now?
Yeah. So this one's called Tear Soup. Cried a pot full of tears, seasoned with your memory and a dash of broken promises and a pinch of your secrets too. Here I sit with this soup, it's grown awfully cold, and I'm wondering how I'm gonna get you out of my head. Why can't I stop, just get over? Crying over you. Oh, I guess I'm a fool to think I deserve more than your backside. Walking away, if your love's an avenue, I'd give it one block, baby, two. Before I'm crumbling again here on this kitchen floor, why can't I stop, just get over you? Over you. My tears have all dried up, crying. Thank you. I've tried turning all your pictures face to the wall. I've even thrown away your records. Had a lot of whiskey too. There's no use in remembering the sweet things you used to do. 'Cause I'm so tired of wondering if you're thinking of me too. Why can't I stop? Just get over you.
Jean Jolly live on The State of Things. Tears Soup. She's going to be at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh tonight at 9 with us here in the studio. I knew you were a great vocalist, but now I have even more respect for you because you can sing with your tongue in your cheek. That's quite a song. That's quite a song. I assume there's a little bit of satire in that song.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, when you listen to the lyrics of, you know, Patsy Cline and Tammy Wynette and all those songs, they're ridiculously sad, a lot of them. And so that's kind of making fun of that, I guess.
But you do love the music.
I love it. That's why you love it.
You can hear it. Now, how'd you get to L.A.? What brought you there?
Actually, after I graduated from NEC up in Boston, I was just really trying to figure out a way to get into music for film and TV. I was really interested in that. And to be honest, this is what I've always wanted to do in the back of my mind. But I liked singing different styles and I wanted to make a living as a singer. And I thought, you know, that would be a great place to go. And I did some session singing out there. I did a lot of weird jobs. I guess coming back here and starting to write this music, I kind of see all the influences coming out in what I'm writing. Like, I still like to sing different styles and incorporate that. But
well, tell us the story of coming back here.
Well, I was ready to go. I was ready to leave L.A., but I couldn't figure out a way to save money to do that with the cost of living out there and being, you know, a singer and waiting tables and everything. So I actually would talk to my mom about it on a weekly basis. I thought about moving to Nashville, coming back to Raleigh to save money for a while. I didn't really know what I was going to do. And then when we got the news that she had ovarian cancer, you know, the answer was very clear. I'm really lucky I could go and be with her during that time. So I came back here and when she passed away, I started taking guitar lessons, and it was kind of a release for me to start focusing on my songwriting. Helped me through my grief, and was also like a gift. Like my dad and I, he would listen to me write, and it was just a really special time. And that's what Fallen in Carolina kind of came from that.
And you have also, I know you're raising money for ovarian cancer research because you recorded a song for your mom, Leonard Cohen's Hallelujah, right?
Yeah, yeah. And it's a song that she had never heard me sing live, but I know that she would enjoy that piece. So.
Well, we have a recorded version of that here, and we want to play just a little bit of it.
I heard there was a secret chord David played and he pleased the Lord. And you don't really care for music, do ya? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall and the major lift. The baffled king compelled hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
That's a little bit of Gene Jolly's Hallelujah, Leonard Cohen's song. And tell us how that that is part of a fundraising effort on your part. How do we help out?
Yeah, you can go to my website, genejolly.com, JeanNeJolly.com. It's right there on the homepage. click on the word donate here. And basically, you just download the song for $129, and all of the proceeds go to the Ovarian Cancer Research Fund. And we've made it easy for you to make an extra donation as well before you check out if you're inspired to do so. And we encourage you to do that. And any amount counts. And it goes directly to Ovarian Cancer Research Fund.
It's a beautiful song. I think one of the most beautiful songs out there that Leonard Cohen wrote. A lot of people have covered it, I have to say. And your version of it is utterly beautiful.
Thank you.
But it did it take courage for you? Because there are so many great versions out there. It had to be scary to even think about doing that.
Yeah, it was. In fact, when I was performing it live and people were videotaping me on their phones, it made me uncomfortable. But,
yeah.
You know, my family loved it and some of my fans and they kept saying, you should record that. And I would say, no way, you know. And then but then when I thought of this idea, I thought, well, this would be a beautiful way to release it and try to make some money for a good cause. If people want me to record it, then I will. But it's
kind of amazing because you never would have thought of recording that one otherwise. But then you get in this box, my mother's favorite song. I just got to do it. And
yeah.
You did, and we're all glad.
And
you
like
did.
I said, it's one that I feel like she loves from up above, you know.
So. Will you do another one for us now? How about Falling in Carolina, since we talked about that?
Yeah. So this is the title track to this EP, Falling in Carolina. And, you know, I guess to the tune of what we've been talking about, this was inspired by loss. But it's more a song about the grace and beauty that surrounds you at a time like that. It's a song about healing, and I wrote it in my first fall after moving back here.
We should point out that Gene Jolly is going to be at the Berkeley Cafe in Raleigh tonight at 9 o'clock as they get ready to play Falling in Carolina.
With leaves we fell in Carolina, as the wind shook the truth from the trees. With leaves we fell in Carolina, and time stood still. We watched them fall one by one, home in Carolina. In the spring we had to let you go, no peace and how or why. Over the dogwood trees you were finally free to fly. Shook the truth from the trees. time stood still. We watched them fall one by one. Home in Caroline. In Caroline. Home in Caroline. Mm-hmm.
Gene Jolly and the band, thank you so much for being on The State of Things.
Thank you for having me.
Great
I'm
to
a
be
huge
here.
Fan.
Oh, well, I'm a huge fan of yours, as are we all now, if we haven't heard Gene Jolly. And by the way, go to the Berklee Cafe tonight at Raleigh. You can hear more. The whole band's going to be there. Chris Berner on guitar, Alan Love on pedal steel, Nick Baglio on the drums, E. Scott Warren on the bass. Let's hear it for them. And for more information, go to genejolly.com. Gene is spelled Gene is spelled J-E-A-N-N-E, genejolly.com.
People do that all the time, Frank. It's okay.
But I want them to go to your website, J-E-A-N-N-E, jolly.com.
This you know, is my brother and my dad's name is Frank, not to interrupt.
That's great.
But
you're
giving a shout out to them right now, the two Franks.
This is North Carolina Public Radio. It's a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, Gene Jolly.